We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Friday, July 28th goes to an 11-year-old who's been arrested and charged with a felony after falsely reporting that her friend had been kidnapped because she was inspired by an online challenge. Oh, kids these days. She did it simply because she thought it would be funny. Let's go to Fox 35 for the report, please.
A tough lesson for an 11-year-old girl after deputies say she thought it would be funny to prank 911 dispatchers.
I thought to myself, you know, I know she's 11, but we got to send a message.
Volusia Sheriff's deputies arrived at her parents' Port Orange home just before 10:30 Wednesday morning after leading law enforcement on a wild goose chase on I-95. Mm. They spent about 30 minutes trying to find the driver of a white van the girl had supposedly witnessed kidnap her friend. But it was all a lie based on a YouTube challenge she saw.
We scrambled Air One. Air One was up for 30 minutes. That's probably $500, $600 worth of fuel. Every police department on the east side of the county, Port Orange, New Smyrna, Edgewater, us, we're all up on 95 looking for this car.
Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood says they were able to ping her cell phone to her parents' home, where they put her into handcuffs right in front of her dad.
I'm telling you this right now, you're going to take this as a lesson at 11 years old, that if you do something stupid in the future, you're going to enjoy those cuffs.
We do not need the Carly Russell challenge. I don't know what came first in this situation, the chicken or the Carly Russell or the egg, because what if this was inspiration for what Carly Hustle just put people through? Have none of you kids ever read the story of the boy who cried wolf? Has that story been lost? Huh? Do people really know what that story means? If you knew that story, you wouldn't be doing no stupid-ass online challenge like this. Should I give you a quick recap? For those of you who weren't born and raised in the 1900s, there was once a shepherd boy who clearly needed a job. Okay, he was bored as he sat on the hillside, even though that was his job. He was bored at his job. He was watching the village sheep. He was bored, just like all y'all kids claim to be on the internet. So to amuse himself, the boy took a great breath and sang out, "Woof! Woof! The wolf is chasing the sheep." All the villagers came running up the hill to help the boy drive the wolf away, but when they arrived at the top of the hill, they found no wolf. The boy laughed at the sight of their angry faces. Ha 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 ha! Do you think that stopped the young man? No, he did it again, and the villagers told him, "Save your frightened song for when there is really something wrong. Don't cry wolf when there is no wolf." Well, a wolf actually did show up, and the little boy cried wolf. None of the villagers came. Not one of them came at all. They didn't clearly need a job.
You thought that was fun?
The little boy who clearly needed a job was crying, asking the villagers, why didn't they come? And one of the elders in the villagers said, because nobody believes a liar even when they are telling the truth. I repeat, nobody believes a liar even when they are telling the truth. Young 11-year-old girl, and for any young people listening to me, Carly Russell case might have been fake, but human trafficking is real. And what happens if you or one of your friends, God forbid, actually gets kidnapped? Nobody is going to take you serious because they're going to remember the fact that you lied about one of your friends being kidnapped because you was inspired by an online challenge. Hey, man, we really got to create some job programs for the youth them. Okay, nothing pisses me off more than an 11-year-old who says they bored. I can figure out something for you to do. Go wash some dishes. Go do some yard work. Get a hobby or something. And what race was this young lady?
Oh, God, that was on my mind.
You know, I feel like it's a young Karen in training. Mm-mm-mm. Already lying, making false accusations. You got every person in a white van being pulled over because that's the description you gave. By the way, they should be. Okay, there's a stereotype attached to white vans that cannot be eradicated because as far as we know, human traffickers really do be driving white vans. Okay, only vehicle that has a worse reputation than white vans is white Broncos. Now, it is hard to give this young lady donkey of the day because she's 11. She has the true meaning of Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. She really doesn't know what she does. But then again, maybe she do. We've seen kids like this before. Kevin McAllister, he was 8 in Home Alone, okay, part 1. 10 in Home Alone Part 2, but he should have been brought up on war crimes. Okay, I know that people say he was defending himself, but no, at any moment, that little boy was old enough and smart enough to go to a neighbor's house, go to a police station, but he decided, no, I want to torture these two individuals. Kevin McAllister knew what he was doing, just like this young lady knows what she was doing. You can't play dumb when you pull off something this intricate, this detailed. She's 11, so yes, this is where, you know, judgment comes into question, but in light of everything that just happened with Carly Russell, maybe I just need to tell folks, don't play with kidnappings. Okay, matter of fact, don't play anything involving the word kidnapping. Okay, anything involving the word kidnapping should be removed from your mind and vocabulary. I don't want to hear nothing about a kid, nothing about a nap. I don't even want to hear about a kid that was taking a nap. Okay, this makes me so worried about the future. All right, it's going to be nothing but AI and dumbass kids. Just a bunch of clueless ass minors letting robots control everything. Not only was it dumb to lie to the cops about a kidnapping, but to do it from your phone. You might as well have dropped a pin for them to find you. As technology gets smarter, criminals get dumber. And I know it's hard to call her dumb because she's 11, but she was smart enough to come up with this devious plan. If you can, huh, you can hear. Okay, that's what this is. Don't tell me you dumb. Don't try to play stupid now. You were smart enough to put all this together. I just want to know, what happened to laser tag? What happened to hide and go seek, which later evolved to hide and go hunch? Does anyone remember friendly games of grab ass? Huh? Don't play that one, though. You'll get me too later. The moral of the story is, what happened to fun games 11-year-olds used to play? When did playing with the cops, you know, when did that become the equivalent of your mom saying, go outside and find something to do? We don't have to play guess what race it is. I don't think we do.
Yes, we do.
You think we do?
I like that game.
I don't know what race she is, though.
No.
So just please give this young 11-year-old girl the biggest hee-haw. Oh, we do know what race she is? Oh, no, I'm getting a text.
Okay.
This just in.
Please, okay, don't let me down.
Let's play a game. Let's play
okay,
a game.
Okay, let's play a game of guess what race she is.
All right, give us a clue.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on.
What's her name?
Nope, you
got to
play.
First I had an answer, then I got I believe she's.
All right, let's play.
All right, let's just play for S's and giggles. Young girl, 11 years old, decides to tell police that her 14-year-old friend had been kidnapped by a bunch of people in a big white van. Guess what race she is?
Me? White. Yeah,
why do you think she's white?
Because black people don't play with police like that. We ain't calling the cops.
That's not true.
What?
I don't think so.
Same answer here. What?
Hold on, man. I got to give you the clues again. 11-year-old was arrested and charged with a felony after falsely reporting that her friend had been kidnapped when she was kidnapped by some people in a big white van. Guess what race she is?
Caucasian. And in a black household, you literally are losing all privileges. You can't go outside, can't talk to your friends, phone taken away. You do not call 911.
Nope, you don't play that.
Unless something is really, you do not do that.
Nope.
Okay.
Back when they could whoop you, I know they can't do that anymore, right?
They whoop you now.
Oh, yeah. My mom, what? No, that's a big no-no.
What's the answer?
I believe she's white. That's what the producers just told me.
We won! Yay!
It was either that or her black household is very progressive and gentle because...
Very progressive and gentle.
I feel like I saw the video and they had her face blurred because she's a minor, but it was a white blur behind the blur. If that makes sense.
Christ. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.